Right.
And we have it. This is the report that NBC censored, their own report that they censored today. But the True News team quickly grabbed the report, and we have it for you.
Craig, good morning. When officers arrived here at the Pelosi home exactly a week ago today, they initially didn't have any idea exactly what was going on. They knew they had a high priority call on their hand. What was unclear, what was happening inside the property just behind me.
This morning, Paul Pelosi is home, back at the house that became a crime scene a week ago today. NBC News learning new details about the moments police arrived. Sources familiar with what unfolded in the Pelosi residence now revealing when officers responded to the high priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announce, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. It's unclear if the 82-year-old was already injured or what his mental state was, say sources. According to court documents, when the officer asked what was going on, defendant smiled and said everything's good. But instantaneously, a struggle ensued as police clearly saw David DePap strike Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer. After tackling the suspect, officers rushed to Mr. Pelosi, who was lying in a pool of blood.
What we do know is he brutally attacked Mr. Pelosi and attempted to kill him.
After spending several days in the ICU, Pelosi, who is recovering from a fractured skull and serious injuries to his arm and hand, is now home where Capitol Police remain on alert. Investigators have previously said Pelosi did not know DePap when the 42-year-old broke into his home. Why Pelosi didn't try to flee or tell responding officers he was in distress is unclear.
Fear takes over. Fear freezes people.
This morning, the 82-year-old, lucky to be alive after an intruder nearly killed him in his own home.
Law enforcement officials tell us the bottom line here is this was a terrifying situation. We still don't know exactly what unfolded between Mr. Pelosi and the suspect for the 30 minutes they were alone inside that house before police arrived. Officials who were investigating this matter would not go into further details about these new details. Craig, back to you.
Yeah, one thing's for sure, though. He is lucky to be alive. Miguel Amelgear for us. Miguel, thank you.
Now, hey, Rick, the only thing that is new in that report, everything else we've heard, we've talked about all this week, the only thing that was new in that report was that Paul Pelosi did not declare an emergency and walked back into the house.
To the attacker.
Right. That's what got this pulled.
Yes.
That piece of information right there. Now, you can't go on NBC or any place and watch this report.
And
now,
also, the police did not rush in.
That's right.
They had no idea that there was danger.
And apparently, these two officers did not know that they were at the
Pelosi home.
The Pelosi home.
Because it was a wellness check. It was not a 911 distress call. The police said clearly in the beginning, it was a wellness check. So they knocked on the door. Pelosi opens the door. They look in. Everything okay? Sure.
Flashlight. Hey, there's a guy standing there with a hammer.
But Pelosi went back to him and they held the hammer.
Right.
Okay. Within a day or two, maybe by next Monday, I'll make this prediction, Doc. The cover story to explain Pelosi's odd behavior, Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes. He was in such shock. Yeah, he was totally confused, or
he'd become friends. He'd become friends with his kidnapper. But that's normal. That's a Stockholm syndrome. That's what they're going to say.
Well,
just call me the first time you hear Stockholm syndrome.
It'll pop up.
Say, hey, so, Rick, they did it. They're already saying Stockholm syndrome.
But right. The leftists, the demonic left, is using this in a big way to gin up the idea that there's a whole bunch of Republicans out there marching around now with hammers that's going to be knocking Democrat skulls.
That's what Joe Biden wants you to believe.
Right.
But that's not the truth. And the acts of violence have been coming from the far left.
Yes.
For several years. So we're going to give you some examples. And it's very difficult to find national publicity about these stories. You can find the local publicity, but not national publicity.
So you have to go out of the country to get
yes,
the information.
Like London. So here's the London Daily Mail telling us about an attack in North Carolina. A former Green Beret, Republican candidate.